Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mess for Scrum show. It's a little bit towards the afternoon. It's almost noon time, so it's kind of later than just the typical morning. Sorry about that, but we're on. And I got a topic for next week's Metric Monday. I figure out how I'm going to broadcast it without going crazy on a Monday morning, which I did yesterday. Went a little crazy. But anyway, today, I want to talk about pretend you don't know anything. And why do you say that, Greg? This is about going to new customers, new products. And my encouragement is to pretend to know that you know nothing about the product as you go to introduce it. And I'll explain why in a second. And don't forget, I am providing a free copy of The Change, Volume 20, via PDF if you sign up for our 5 a.m. Master Scrum newsletter. It's kind of easy. It should be in the link notes and on our website and LinkedIn and stuff like that. If you see my profile, you'll see a way of getting to it. But if you sign up for our newsletter, I will send you a free copy of the PDF of the Changebook Volume 20, which includes me. And oh, and today, can I pick you up, Bubbles? I don't know. She's thinking about it. She's like, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to pick you up. It's Bubbles' birthday, everyone. Bubbles' birthday is today. She is now 8. I just picked her up. She's like, what did you just do? I was all asleep and cuddling. Anyway, it's happy birthday, Bubbles. So wish her a happy birthday. There's her tail. It's not a show without a Bubbles tail in it. Anyway, she popped in here and I want to remind everyone that one. Okay, so let's get into it. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way. So you can bring more value to your customer, not work crazy hours, bring that value to your customer and have a little fun. So besides wishing Bubbles a happy birthday, and sharing that if you sign up for the newsletter, you get a free copy of this book in PDF form. If you want a full copy of it, let me know. I'll see what I can do. I haven't put it up for sale yet, but I will send you a PDF. So what am I talking about? What am I saying? Why pretend you don't know anything? All my teams that I was Scrum Master for, and sometimes product owner, project manager, whatever, they would always say, Greg, you want access to this stuff? I'm like, but I don't want the permissions. Give me access, but don't give me any permissions that you have as a development team have. And I always have them turn all that stuff off so that I was just like the customer coming in for the first time. And I found a lot of bugs that way. Found a lot of things that people didn't understand. I'm giving you an example. My kids. There's probably kids in there. So my kid is transitioning from being a Weeblo to a Boy Scout this coming year. And when the people that are involved in this program, some of them have kids that are already in scouting and maybe one kid's in scouting, one's in as a cub or Weeblo or something lower, or they have had kids that are in there or they've already transitioned to the next group. Problem is what they do is forget was what it's like to be a new customer. There's a lot of things. I know a little bit, but I haven't done Weeblo stuff counting 40 some odd years, 45 years probably. If I was Eddie's age, maybe 45 years. So I'm really going off something that's way outdated and how the process goes, don't understand the new process. So what I was trying to encourage them is build a orientation process for their new customers. Don't assume they understand the process of transitioning, what goes into it, what are the steps and all that stuff. Create a session with the customer. This will make those new customers transition. It'll save you. So my theory is the reason why they're not getting people to transition into scouting is they do a terrible job at the transition, just like everything else we do. Terrible transition of the customer from one product line to a new, and we have to learn how to transition that. So part of that is they have to turn off their brain and what they think they know and pretend they're on the other side as a new customer, first time buying the product or transitioning. So what I'm encouraging you as Scrum Master and product owner and team, don't assume that the person on the other side knows all the stuff you're doing. Like entrepreneurs, you're going to put a new product on. You're going to do a pitch. You're out there presenting what you know. The person on the other side doesn't know what effort you put into it for the past year. And a lot of them don't care, right? They don't know all the things, you know, you got to do this and this is a trick in order to make this work and you got to be able to do this. They don't know any of that stuff, right? Totally not in their brain. So you have to say, okay, I'm a new customer, or even better, have a friend of yours or some or colleague that doesn't use the product to try your product, right? Go on your websites, pretend you're new. I'm going to turn it off. Let me know what your experience is. I mean, identify everything, just beat it to death, right? You want to be that new person, that new view into your product line. Don't assume that they understand any of that stuff, right? So I wanted to share that with you today. I want to make sure you understand is that when you produce a new product, don't assume they have the same coding skills you do. Don't assume they have the same familiarity to the website that you do. Don't assume they know how to log in to your website, right? You just spend a little bit of time, very short. You don't have to go in depth, but like, here's how you log in. Once you get there, this is it. And also remember, if you buried your stuff more than one click or two clicks down and it's new, they ain't going to find it. I'm serious. It ain't going to be there. It needs to be up top. It needs to be in their face, right? So kind of like if you're one of my connections, you probably get a million emails about me being a co-author of the Change Book Volume 20, which is available if you sign up for our 5 a.m. Master Scrum newsletter, where you get tips like this all the time and free stuff like the book, free stuff. I got other copies of the book too. So that's what I wanted to share today. Anyway, let's wish Bubbles happy birthday. If you want to send a note or comment, wish Bubbles a happy birthday, I'll let her know. I think she showed up because she wanted to be in the show and wanted me to remind her because I forgot that yesterday was her birthday. And that I needed to remind all the fans out there, it's Bubbles' birthday. Maybe I'll put another ChatGPT story about Bubbles and her birthday. That might include maybe her brother Blue, her sister Heart, her other sister Sammy, the four of them, and little alley cats that got their litter mates got all adopted. And the one who adopted Blue, who actually found the mom and the kittens, sends me a little text message with a little video from when they were little tiny kittens every year, reminding me to say happy. And she says, happy birthday to the kitties. So I think that's really sweet. So with that, I want to wish you all a great day. Happy scrumming. Don't forget, if you're working with new product, you got to pretend like you don't know the system, that you're not an expert at it. You already know the system. Assume that your client knows nothing, unless it's an existing client and you write a persona. You make two personas, one that's a new client and one persona that's an existing client and what they know. And you treat that and you write scenarios based on those two client profiles. Don't assume they're all existing clients or they all know your business process. It's going to fail, or know all the coding that you know, and you know that this has to be done in order for this to work. They're not going to know that, right? So think about that, remember that, and when you do practice as if you have no permissions. That was the greatest thing, is they all say, well, it's working for me. I'm like, yeah, because you got full admin right position privileges on the system. Of course it's going to work for you, but the client who has none of those permissions, it ain't going to work for them. So I've had that extreme. Do that a couple times. So with that, I want to wish you a great day. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you tomorrow. And have some fun out there. Oh, I got some stories to tell about my whole experiment. I'll do that on Thursday. I guess Thursday or Fun Friday. I mean, I'll do that Friday. The experiment of the kids doing the video games and what the results were. So I'll probably share that on Friday for a Fun Friday because it was fun watching them do it. A little crazy, but it was fun. Take care, everyone. See you and have a good day.